All right, we're recording.
Okay, it is 5:30, so let's call the Board of Zoning Appeals meeting on February 5th, 2019 to order. I need to acknowledge that this meeting has been advertised in compliance with state law and need to make sure, Douglas, that it has been.
It has been.
First thing on the agenda is nomination election of the chairman and the vice chairman.
So you want nominations for chairman first?
That'd be fine.
What is this?
So you would nominate?
Is Arnold going to, well, I have a question before we nominate. Is Arnold going to attend a future meeting?
Yes, he will attend. He doesn't know how regularly he will be able to
attend. And my question is, can we delay this until our current chairman is present?
You could.
From the full board?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
I'd rather do that.
I make a motion that we delay.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All right.
If Glenn is okay with running the rest of this meeting.
Sure.
You good?
You don't get paid, you know.
Get paid the same you always get paid.
What's that?
Do we need to vote on that?
Yeah, I think we do. Okay. We need
to, yeah, motion to delay.
Yeah.
Motion was seconded.
Yeah, so we need to vote on whether to accept the proposal to delay the nomination of chairman and vice chairman.
Aye.
All in
favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. We've all been given a copy of the. Do we have any changes that need to be made?
I didn't notice any. No? I'll make a motion that we accept them as written.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. All those in favor say aye.
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 This is a quasi-judicial committee, which means that all of this is recorded like it would be recorded in a court of law. And so therefore, if you have something to say today, you need to be sworn in. So if you're going to say anything, then you need to raise your right hand.
If you're going to say, it's safer to just be sworn in than not.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case. We take note of those that don't, and we shut down.
You swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. The first, you're going to go with the...
Yeah.
First one, you'll do that.
Yep. The first application is 13 Morgan's Cove Court. Is Chance here?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And this is appeal number 19-01. And the applicant is Chance Nyman. And he is requesting a special exception to allow the establishment of a home roofing and exteriors contracting business at the home. He has indicated on his application that this house would be used for office work only, and there would be no business-related traffic at the house and no employees other than family members working at the house. This business would be classified in Table B1 of the zoning ordinance as 7389, which is office work for business services not elsewhere classified. And that's all I have.
Do you have anything to add to that?
Would there be any signage on the on your vehicles that would be in the driveway or anything?
Well, my truck is lettered, but I have an oversized garage, and my truck is stored in my garage every night. There's no materials on my house. There's just a home office.
So just so you're aware, that is a requirement of being a home occupation, is you cannot have any signage, including
no signs.
vehicular signs visible, so.
No, my truck is stored every night.
I don't have any questions.
Any other questions?
I mean, I just noticed it looks like, I believe perhaps your wife signed the application, I don't, I mean, it's just a technicality, I don't know, but it doesn't look like Chance to me.
That is not Chance.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay.
There you go, okay. I fill out all my husband's paperwork too.
Noticed that.
I mean, is that, that's an acceptable threshold for the truck?
For the truck?
To be, signage in the garage.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's potential there for problems, but if it is always in the garage.
It's always in the garage. I made sure when I bought that house, I had an 8-foot garage door, so it goes straight in.
Yeah.
Well, I would move to accept the application as submitted.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 So it's been moved and seconded and approved, and you can go down and get, you have to go down and meet with people downstairs and be able to get your business license now.
Tomorrow, or whenever you're ready. They're closed now. Yes, yeah, you can remove that sign, thank you.
Do you need me for anything else?
Nope, that's it, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was pretentious.
Glenn, you ready for the next one?
Here, ready for the second one.
Okay, so the next one is Appeal -1902, and the applicant is Frank Moses, and the address is 1130 Ocean Boulevard, which was previously the One-Eyed Parrot.
Banana Cabana.
Banana Cabana.
Yeah, downstairs.
That's right, couldn't figure it out.
Upstairs is One-Eyed Parrot, is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. And the applicant is requesting a special exception to allow the outdoor sales of food and drink on the ground level patio and deck at a future restaurant in that location. The prior restaurant, Banana Cabana, used this area in a similar fashion. They had 81 seats and they served food, they served drink out there. But the applicant's plan is to change it, modify it, and during that reconstruction process, it would be required of them to come back to you all to approve the changes going forward. This property is in the GC2 zoning district, and the section of the code that controls outdoor sales in GC2 is 5-4-38-5A, and what I would say are the most important parts of that provision is that you could not authorize the service of food or beverage any farther than 200 feet away from the Ocean Boulevard right of way. So basically their front line measured back towards the ocean, no more than 200 feet. This application, they are, what they're requesting is to be within that area. Maximize their distance towards the ocean at 170 feet back, and their plan is to use approximately 70 by 40 area, and as that was said earlier, they would use that where they construct a new deck and have some portion of it down on the ground. And the applicant claims that the standards of the special exception will be satisfied by virtue of the fact that this area has been used previously by the previous tenant in a similar fashion. In the packet, you have all of the text of 5-4-38-5A, and I would say that code allows it if they get it approved by you all, but they do establish that limit at 200 feet back. It's also limited to food or beverage. They couldn't go out there and start selling, you know, items. They shouldn't be out there renting bikes or selling anything else. It should just be food and drink. And then section 5-4-C is the general section that regulates what you all as a board should be looking at in terms of their requests and if it meets those parameters. And there are four really that are key. First one has to do with making adequate provisions for setbacks, fences, buffers. The second one has to do with vehicular traffic and pedestrian movement. The third one has to do with off-street parking, and in the GC2 district, there is no parking required. It's a little bit unique in that regard. And the fourth one is that the proposed use must not adversely affect the property values, the general character, or the general welfare of the surrounding vicinity. And just to remind the board, variance requests, you're looking for very different criteria than this. It's a much tougher test. And also would remind you that with a special exception, this board can attach conditions if you see it necessary to do that, where variance, it's either a yes or no answer. Special exceptions, the board can attach conditions if you needed to do that. And that's all I have.
Okay. Well, can I ask a question?
Sure.
I see it looking at this, and I was missing this page. So the prior seating is for 81 outdoor seats?
That's what was currently there,
right,
prior to
and,
us.
And are you asking for more?
No, we're asking for actually less.
Less.
We're asking for, I think, 75.
Mm-hmm. Are those larger?
They are.
Okay, that would be.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind a little nose because I can't see any of this thing.
I can't tell.
I even got my magnifying glass out in the office.
So here's just our plan view showing our seating. And as he said before, we're within our 200 foot setback.
Mm-hmm.
All the way here is at 170 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the lower patio. This is the existing stairs coming out from the upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is going to be an elevated deck right here, which I have some color renderings to show you. And all these seats combined is, like I said, 75, where currently right now they have 81.
You say elevated,
so
is it like a two-story? Or
no, no,
two?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be,
just
this
like
part of the deck here will be about 32 inches off this slab here to be able to capture some of this view.
Oh, yeah.
So again, there's my seating. Right now, the entire restaurant had previously had 148 seats, and we're going to be, you know, less than that. I think 145. So there's that. So that's the front of the building,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if y'all really want to see the inside, but here's the exterior. So
Frank,
that's
for the record. Will you just identify who you are and your connections?
Frank Moses with FHM Construction, and we'll be doing general contractor for the owner.
Okay.
So this is the elevated deck with the bar. So this is this section right here, kind of looking that way. So as you can see, it's gonna be a vast improvement of what's there now. I don't know if y'all been to the old Banana Cabana.
Oh yeah.
Here.
Hey, can I see that?
Sure.
Before you put it up.
Here is the lower level, which is right here, looking onto the deck.
It's a new deck right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here's a night shot to show that all of our lighting is going to be kind of down lighting and mood lighting,
mm-hmm.
around the tables and the bar. And then outside, we have these sails, and we have a little bit of up lighting just to capture the sails so it won't be shining in the adjacent properties.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
So there are turtle. You can't have any
right
light
that's
visible
correct
from the beach. So
right. Everything else.
There should be like a translucent
light
glow of the sails.
Right.
Cause
right.
In certain seasons.
So that outside deck, you actually from the floor of the restaurant.
So the floor.
You go outside to a small area, then you're going up a few steps.
Right,
to
the deck bar,
down,
and then you go back down to the activity little area out closer to the deck.
Are you going
to
have music out there like they do?
No. We're going to have a bar with maybe a TV or two, but there's no live music.
No live? Okay.
Not as of now.
So what are you gonna use this area back
here? We're talking about putting maybe like cornhole or, you know, just a place for people to just kinda hang out.
Oh, okay.
You know, maybe a putting green or something like that in the future.
All right. But no more tables and chairs.
No more tables and chairs out there.
Okay.
So this deck area is bigger than what's there now?
I think it's just on top of what's there.
So the building is around top of that concrete.
It's on top of what's there, that's correct.
On top of what's there.
That's correct.
So this area would be that.
So if you look at, all this is existing concrete.
Right.
From here all the way back to here.
Yeah.
That's existing concrete. We're gonna tear out that concrete for this little activity area, we're gonna build on top of the concrete right here.
See that, these stairs are these.
Mm-hmm, that's coming.
So we're gonna put a deck, right, a lower deck here.
Well, that, actually, we're just gonna leave that concrete, and the deck will start about at the end of the stairs, and this'll all be a elevated deck, about 32 inches, and it'll come back down, but that concrete will be removed for our little activity area back here.
So building up on this concrete and elevating it, is that required by FEMA?
No, we're just trying to capture the view.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So from that, those few steps, you would be able to sit and see the ocean?
You'd be able to sit and see the ocean.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Let me see the stack of the whole stack, if I could. Let me just see.
Yeah.
I don't have really any kind of buffers.
What are you going to do for the buffer? Like in terms of plantings?
We're going to do plantings. All right, so if you grab that one right there, we're going to extend the wall that's currently existing. And that wall right now currently is 48 inches tall, and it stops probably about right there. We're going to extend it down and then build, you know, another wood structure on top of that up to about 8 feet. And that'll be a good buffer between there and the parking garage. And then we'll landscape out beyond that wall.
Why do I think there are balconies right here?
There are. That's
okay,
not.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And are these roller doors or something?
They are, and that's on the front of the building,
yeah,
correct.
Okay. That's a lot different than before. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Douglas, were you saying that if their plan changed significantly, they would have to come back? Or you're saying they're here because the last...
No, they are here because of the construction that they're modifying what was previously there.
So
it is the same basic use,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think the argument could be made that they're just replacing what they have and
but improving the obviously mm-hmm. the.
But it's I think it's a change to what was historically there.
I see the interior with the furniture and this and the other thing. What about the kitchen? Is that
kitchen is remaining where it is existing? Obviously, it's getting revamped.
Okay.
But it's remaining where it is.
Yeah, I see that, but upgraded equipment or whatever.
Right. The hood's going to stay, and some of the cooking equipment under the hood will stay, but everything else is going to be upgraded. The walk-in cooler that's in there is coming out and be able to make the kitchen a little bit longer as well.
Okay. The handicap bathroom back here, was that there before?
It was not. So we had not really an issue because we could, quote unquote, be grandfathered in, but we had the two bathrooms that are inside, and it would have to be accessed only by two steps, actually three steps. So a ramp wasn't, you know, conducive to be able to put right there.
Right.
It'd be in the way of a door. So kind of not really a last minute thought, we started trying to think of accessibility in order to be able to provide handicap access. So we thought about having the one outside, which would actually, you know, be twofold. A, it would grant our accessibility for ADA, and also for people that are outside sitting out there and eating out there, they wouldn't have to come through the restaurant to use the restroom, they could use that one as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you've changed the position of the front door as well.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
And where are the loading areas gonna stay the same?
It's gonna stay the same.
Yeah, they're out in the actual roadway.
Mm-hmm.
I know I should know this, but where is the one?
It's Coda now. It's above it.
Okay. Yeah. That's
and that's
yeah.
Ken owns both.
Yeah. One I inherited
this one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Has been long gone.
Yeah. I didn't think. Okay.
What was downstairs?
Banana Cabana.
That's it.
Banana. So now, you know, actually, you know, you can have one owner, you know, being able to monitor and control both places, which
I
think is a plus as well.
Is this? Is the kind of grand vision, this will be a daytime and the upstairs will be nighttime?
No, this is going to be day and night. It's going to be totally different menus.
Okay.
Different settings.
Okay.
It'll be day and night.
Day and night, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only concern I would have, and I've sadly never been to the Banana Cabana, but I have been to Cota del Pesci, and I don't remember any noise coming from the downstairs as far as music or bands or...
No, music was usually outside.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was outside.
He did have outside music.
He
yeah.
did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's something that's...
You didn't go over there to see the Eagles when they played?
Oh, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eagles.
So the upstairs stays the same tenant upstairs.
That's correct. Ken is the tenant upstairs and can be tenant downstairs.
I got you. Okay.
Oh.
Just different restaurants. Okay.
That's correct.
Different concept.
That's correct.
And the more casual is still downstairs.
Much more casual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Same as before.
The thing it was in the Moultrie News, which was the misprint. So I'm a businessman. I love tourists. Much prefer the locals. If I could live just off the locals, I would. So we actually have two price tiers. There's a local prices and tourist prices. So the tourists pay more than the locals.
I didn't know that.
So it's more of a fun thing, but
yeah.
Okay. So do you have a card for residents or something?
Well, the bartenders, it's more of a fun thing. Everything's based off of the local price, but when the tourists come in and the bartender, they spend money, they're fun, we'll just give them the local price. It just kind of creates goodwill.
Yeah. Okay. That's good marketing.
Yeah.
So I think I did Google the Banana Cabana, and I saw that they did have music, but
yeah.
It was never amplified. And so if I was going to move forward with something like this, I think that this, how it was operating before should be how it's operating now. So if there was going to be, I would say it would probably need to be acoustic just to keep from bouncing all around.
Sure.
Between those
absolutely.
Two
right, right.
So that would be the only
one. They would never have any band type music out
right.
there.
And I wouldn't think that would be
it's not
necessarily
hard. It's not
necessarily the upstairs crowd.
Right.
We would have speakers probably with low.
Yeah, they did. And then have one guy playing the guitar. I mean, that's pretty much the music.
Yeah. And that's not even part of what Ken is trying to do. But if for some reason they decide to maybe do that on an afternoon, it'd be acoustic or some one person type deal. But that's not even in the game plan right now.
Would we have to have an exception for that? Or?
Yeah.
Well, so that would be a condition of the approval.
Yeah.
What about the number of seats? Do you see any issue with the board adhering a condition of 75 seats?
No. We have it on the plan, and that's exactly what it's going to be.
Any other comments from anybody?
Well, you're not asking.
We just have one small question about the signage. Because the original Banana Cabana sign obviously is taken down, but we have a completely new sign. Is that something we present before we put it up, or if it long as it stays in the dimensions of what was previously there?
You do need to get a permit, but as long as it's the same size or smaller than what was there,
is it a lighted sign or?
Yeah, lighted was already on there, so it was lit before.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
Not like neons, but
just a light shining on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And Douglas, these actually show 74 seats for outside, between the upper and the lower decks, and 71 on the inside.
So should we address the lighting due to the turtle season?
Well, that's part of the code. And
that's
going to be off, right?
Yeah, you just cannot have any, and you actually can have the fixtures, we don't advise it, but they can... They have to be off during a certain season.
Well, you saw the lighting plan, the night shots that are on that are very accurate.
Low glow.
They're very accurate in depicting what we're going to do. He found these fixtures in Caribbean, and that's kind of the same fixtures that we're going to use. Little baskets with some glow lighting on them.
Okay.
And then the rest of our lighting is all down lighting.
Okay.
Low light, down light.
Yeah, just keep in mind, when you're visualizing it, if you go out to the beach, you shouldn't see any source of light or any glow or anything like that.
I think it looks very nice.
Thank you.
Is the outside bar an eating bar?
Well, you can dine outside, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. The inside bar looks more kind of suited for, well, I guess not really. I don't know. Never mind.
We'll serve food anywhere.
Anywhere anybody will take a seat.
Not more than 200 feet out.
That's right. Within the 200 feet, put setback from the right of.
There was another question too, of the walkway that comes up, that sits on a property. Now, what we see a lot this summer is we saw a lot of people coming off the beach that would go through the restaurant with no business in the restaurant. In other words, using it as a walkthrough. Are we allowed to put some type of signage out at the end of the boardwalk?
There should be, and it seems like there was a series of just informational green signs that say.
Okay.
Just what the business was?
What the business was.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could put something on there.
Like walkway for Coda and Binky's.
Yeah.
Patrons only or something. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, do not make the mistake. You can't have any advertising out on the beach, so it needs to be an informational sign. So not a Binky's sign, which I think is the opposite of what you're, not an advertisement out on the beach.
No, we don't want to just let them know that they can't.
This is not the right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it isn't, right? I mean, it's not a beach path.
No, it's not.
Correct. That's correct.
So do we have a motion to put some restrictions on this?
Yes, I make a motion that we add restrictions.
Can restrictions of, we've been talking about is lighting, seating, and entertainment. Do we want to take each of those? So how do we word the lighting?
In compliance with the city's turtle lighting ordinance.
Or can we package it into one and as presented?
Yeah, that's a city ordinance. I mean, we have to be in compliance with that.
Yeah, but I was thinking more in terms of the glow lighting or not a lot of excessive lighting, but maybe that's not necessary.
Well, yeah, the city couldn't allow excessive lighting, really. I mean, anything that glows beyond out on the beach would be prohibited.
I think our restrictions would be as to the number of seats,
which you said
it shows we have 74 on the plan.
On the plan.
Right. 74
seats. Which our occupancy. Allowable occupancy maximum load is 131, but we're only showing 74. That's outside only.
Right. Okay. And then amplified music. Unless
amplified live music, because they do want amplified stereo.
Yeah.
All right. So say this the restaurant becomes extremely popular, which it might. Then if they want to add more than 74 seats, they've got to come back to the board.
If they wanted to change.
Even though the maximum is beyond that presently.
That's correct. If this board attaches a stipulation or a condition to it, and at some point down the road, they wanted to modify that, they'd have to come back to you.
In any way, yeah. Well, I realize that. I was just trying to tie it into the number of seats there now versus.
Well, it's 80. Isn't it 80 now?
It was 81 that was there previously, but by our calculations from the square footage, we were allowed 131 just by the square footage calculations.
That's what I was referring to.
Right.
Well, there's three different numbers here to sort of contemplate.
Yeah, I think it would be.
So
you could choose any one of the three.
Yeah, you could say as presented. With 74 seats, or not to exceed 81, or not to exceed the maximum allowed, or so there's.
I'm certainly comfortable with sitting at 81.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that.
Not to exceed 81.
Yeah, because that wouldn't restrict you from adding
a
table and four chairs or something.
Okay.
So with a bar that size, a lot of people probably just be standing around.
Right. Yeah.
So restriction number one would be seating is not to exceed 81 seats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then on the entertainment or what do you want to call it, entertainment? How do you want to put it? Acoustical?
Well, didn't you say you're just having TVs outside by the bars?
There'll be speakers.
Speakers.
Or low music and TVs. We're not going to be the windjammer with the outside stage or Coconut Joe's. So
I don't think we want to get into restricting by decibels either. So
right.
No.
Okay. I mean, I just think an amplification on live music, no restriction against amplified live music. Is that not acceptable? Or is that
it could
does that
be
not work for, I mean, but that doesn't prohibit
I mean, if that's not...
Music that's not being played
right,
by live.
I would say, it sounds like what the applicant is saying they're going to do is they're going to have amplified music, but they're not going to have amplified live music.
Right.
So it would be either a stereo or an acoustic.
But, I mean, now a lot of these acoustic guys do bring a speaker, and they plug into the speaker.
Yeah, connected to
kind of like what the dinghy does, but I mean, we're not planning on that, but don't want to restrict ourselves either.
Because that's what it used to be.
Yeah, acoustic.
I mean,
so
one
then
or two small speakers, it was, you know, and a guitar, but it was amplified, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't loud. You got a hotel right next door, did you?
Right.
There were complaints?
No. I mean, there were complaints about... Coconut Joe's.
Yeah. Well, I can hear that at my house if the wind's blowing right. We're blocked.
But no, away. Not about this. That's the only one that's ever gotten complaints.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, again, never Banana Cabana, but they said that they had acoustic. In my mind, that doesn't mean you're plugged into anything. But unfortunately,
yeah, I mean, I guess
I don't know what that means. It could mean that it's
a little,
plugged, you know,
a little. I guess now thinking it would be. Potentially a little
amplifier
that's making the guitar,
yeah,
the acoustic guitar louder.
Sure.
I don't know how we word that without getting into technicalities.
I mean, if that's what's been happening, I'm comfortable with it happening.
Yeah,
I think you just say
not
acoustic
beyond
music.
What it used to be.
Acoustic music only or something.
Acoustic music.
I mean, there's also a noise ordinance. You know,
yeah.
10:30 or something anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
No matter what, they'll adhere
right.
to the noise ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm. Okay.
So. Second restriction would be on live music would be limited to acoustic guitars or minor amplification. I don't know how to restrict.
I think acoustic music
yeah,
only.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that
yeah.
is
that should do it.
Okay, so we have two restrictions that we have put together. The one on seating, not to exceed 81, and live music to be limited to acoustic music only. Do we have a motion to add that to... Well, do we have a motion to accept this... the zoning change with these restrictions.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah, I'll second that. So
okay.
Too carried away.
Oh, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that passes. So with those restrictions.
One parting question.
Yeah, nice.
When are you going to be open?
Yeah.
Don't put me on the spot.
It's because
you
can make it happen.
No, because we're hoping the end of April. We make Memorial Day. We got it done.
Okay. That's our target date. We still got some plans to kind of wrap up, and then we can really ramp up on the construction. You know,
right. We did occasionally go into.
When did the
of course, I hear Douglas is about 4 weeks out on plan review.
I think just recently.
Get busy.
Three people at this office alone asked me.
Didn't the banana just close up recently?
Yeah. December 15th.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you all were never there?
I've been there many
once.
Times. So.
I've been upstairs, but I've never
been.
It's different. I mean, if you guys like it, like you watch
it's
the climate, like starting with the red and white being changed to Harris Teeter, us kind of taking over.
That's been a big plus.
Yeah. taking over the, you know, wide pair, which they had its time. Times are changing a little bit.
Red and white had resistance too, you know, for the Harris Teeter.
Don't talk about
red and white.
I hated that place. It's a pinhole.
Yeah, but it was, you know, I grew up going to Edsto too, and we had an old same type of place down there. You know, times change.
That's right.
Well, so thank y'all very much.
Even like we said, we talked about the tax base, which we create. I mean, which I know before us was called Hucks. You know, we created almost a $62,000 bigger tax base off of when we changed it from Hucks Dakota. And downstairs, you know, he did a little under $1 million. You know, we're kind of projecting around two, so just the tax base alone for IOP is big. So
Coda stays the same?
Coda is
yeah, nothing changes.
It's
okay.
Very good.
Yeah, we're very successful at this.
Okay,
so
good.
And how's the new menu for downstairs?
Simple. It's going to be canned beer, we're gonna keep it, we're not doing anything, it's gonna be canned beer, no craft beer, no craft cocktails, oysters and fried seafood, that's all. Simple, simple, simple.
In a great atmosphere.
Great atmosphere.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Forgot Hucks. Hucks was upstairs?
Yeah. He didn't last very long.
Wow.
How long was he there? 2 or 3 years?
Who's that?
Hucks.
JJ. It's like 3 years.
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, he only made 3 years.
Completely forgot that.
And we're into our 6th year now.
Great.
And the gentleman who bought the building has been super proactive in helping us.
Yeah.
Really have pride.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Thank you, ladies.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any miscellaneous business tonight?
Not that I have.
I don't have any.
Are we going to have our annual executive review? Or
legal
meeting, or?
Session.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's
I like
a...
that.
I mean, I don't know that anything just occurred to me.
Yes, I'll talk to... So we have a different... City attorney.
Oh, we don't have, what is her name?
Sterling.
Sterling.
Sterling's at the city of Charleston.
Is.
I'll
she's
see representing if Julia.
The city of Charleston?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She works downtown. So I will see if Julia is willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know that there's anything to discuss, but.
I still have to do my continuing education.
Did you get the video?
I got your online message.
Okay.
But I've been studying for the broker's exam for South Carolina, so I...
The what exam?
The
real
brokers.
Estate?
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to become a realtor, but...
I'm going to be a broker.
Okay, if we have any other business, do you have anything?
No, I'm just here to see how things go.
I
go.
Okay. Did we pass?
What's
going on? Yeah, I'm excited.
All right. And you are?
Emily Dowdy, yeah.
And you live on the island?
We do. We live in the Wild Bends.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think I recognize you from the Ways and Means podcast.
Yes,
I've
been trying
yeah.
to. Yes.
Everybody said, who is that? I said, I don't know. Now I know.
I find it very interesting. So
mm-hmm.
this is
okay.
very
yeah, good.
Glad
to see
well, get involved
interested.
On a board.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
please.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Do you have more members usually? I don't know.
Just
one
more.
One more.
Just one more.
With nothing else on the agenda, do we have a motion for adjournment?
We do.
Move.
I'll move that.
Gotta be second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.